The ABSA BER Purchasing Managers Index, which looks at the state of the manufacturing industry, signaled a further month-on-month improvement in conditions for the sector in the month of July. The gauge itself declined a tad to 51.2 index points from 53.9 points in June. It remains above the key 50 points mark, above which signals an expansion, while below denotes a contraction in the sector. In other data news, NAMSA released July's car sales data, which showed that new passenger vehicle sales declined by 35.8% on the year prior, with all other categories of vehicle sales also declining by high double-digit percentages, with exports also down 29.6% on July 2019. To take us through the data and the general economy outlook, I'm joined on the line by Mielani Maluleke. He's an economist at ABSA. Thanks very much, Mielani, for joining us. So after being in a depressed state between April and May, the manufacturing sector appears to have bounced back into positive territory. What's the backstory to the index being firmly above 50 in the last couple of months?
I think it's primarily the relaxation of lockdown restrictions that the government has kind of come through with. As you'll remember, in April, most of the sectors, particularly outside of food manufacturing, were not operating at all. In May, we saw a little bit of relaxation of those restrictions. But by July, the sector was pretty much, in full steam. Everybody was kind of allowed to come back. And I think certainly what we're seeing in this data is that the sector has certainly benefited from that. But I think one thing worth pointing out is that despite this positive prints that we're seeing in the PMIs, we're certainly not yet at the levels that we were at before the pandemic.
We just saw recently trade stats which indicate that South Africa had a trade surplus, but doesn't that speak more about the country's lack of demand, not just for overseas goods, but isn't that also the case for domestically produced goods? And if that is the case, how do you explain the improved production levels?
That's a very good point. I mean, that trade balance, a record trade balance of about 46 billion rand, was primarily because of a big contraction in imports. And I think, it tells us a lot about the state of domestic demand and how this is actually going to be very important for manufacturers, particularly those, who face domestic demand. And my view is that the fact that we continue to see this strong business activity index in July is probably an indication that there was a little bit of catch-up manufacturing that producers had to do. Mm. But certainly, when you look at what the new sales orders is telling us, you can already see that momentum that we've seen in June and we've seen continue into July in terms of production is probably not going to be sustained.
So one of the negatives of the index is that it's showing that employment levels are looking weak in the manufacturing sector. And of course, we know that that's a sector that can easily lend itself to automation.
That's absolutely right. And I think for me, this is one thing that we should be, very concerned about. There was a big collapse in April. And even as activity seems to be picking up a little bit, this is one sub-index that we're not seeing much of a recovery in. I think it clearly suggests that for a lot of manufacturers, the pressure on jobs, we've already had a lot of anecdotal stories, that the pressure could actually remain downwards for quite some time.
Hmm. The coronavirus resulted in many nations shutting down wholly or partially. So how are you seeing global PMIs currently?
We've seen a bit of a pick up. I have to say, you look across the Euro area, which also suffered quite significantly in the second quarter. We've seen those PMIs pick up in June and a little bit into July. But the one thing that I would like to emphasize is that a lot of what we're seeing, a lot of the strength that we're seeing in this PMI data is just correction from a very, very low base.
Yeah.
It certainly isn't the start of a trend, and I think we'll have to wait a couple of months before we can get a clearer sense of where the manufacturing sector actually is.
Hmm. So let's turn our focus now to the new vehicle sales. These numbers really are indicative of how the consumer and even business is faring. And so far, it's not really a pretty picture. Can we expect, you know, a slower uptake for the balance of the year, given the kind of economic impact that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on our economy?
That's a good point. I mean, you know, the increase that we saw in July, pretty marginal, less than 2% compared to June. But for me, critically, is that when you look at that level of sales in July, it was still about 30% lower than over the same period last year. And I think it tells you that some of the collapse that we've seen in demand over the last few months is likely to be permanent. And the reason it's likely to be permanent is that there's probably now a lot of firms that have had to shut down across a number of sectors. Mm. And with that, it's a lot of jobs that I think have certainly probably been lost. But even for those households, those consumers who haven't lost jobs, I think the confidence to go out to commit to big-ticket durable goods certainly won't be there for quite some time. And I think we're probably going to be in an environment where we see consumers, households remaining very cautious about discretionary spending, and that's certainly going to affect the pace of the overall economic recovery.
What about the prospect for the export market? Because for the longest time, the vehicle sector was doing really well in that regard. But now we see that in July, exports were down by just shy of 30%. Do you think that there might be a bit more traction going forward based on how you perceive what's happening globally?
I think, you know, if supply chains start to normalize, you know, I would be a little bit more optimistic about exports than domestic sales, particularly given that in a lot of markets, particularly those markets that we export in, there's been very big policy support for the economic recovery, and it's just much more likely that we're going to see those economies recover a lot faster than the domestic market. So I think the July print certainly quite disappointing, but I would say that over the next few months, it's likely that we're going to see those export numbers probably recover a little bit faster than domestic demand.
Mm. And then one last one, Mialani, just in terms of your economic growth or contraction prospects for 2020, what's ABSA's house view?
Look, I have to say that, you know, some of the data that we've seen from Q1 here in South Africa and Q2, it's certainly been bad, but not as bad as we've expected. So our house view now is that we're likely to see the full-year GDP contraction at 8.3% compared to our previous projection of a contraction of 9.7%. It really is still quite sharp and certainly something that we haven't seen over the last 80 to 90 years for which we've got GDP data here in South Africa.
That was Mialani Maluleke. He's an economist at ABSA.